Shall we enter his gates with thanksgiving? From Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3, we say, we'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for these, I thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
Lord, Father, we thank you for this gift of salvation that you have given to
thank
us.
Thank you for life. Thank you for saving us.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for that.
Part of the family of Christ.
Grateful for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in your presence to pray. Lord, it is just by your grace. It is just by your grace. It is just by your grace.
Lord, to worship and thanksgiving and praise. And to
not be able to say and to shun a bit
for this opportunity and this privilege.
Which are not granted, Jesus.
Proverbs 11, verse 14 says, where there is no guidance, the people fall. There is an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Please, let's thank God, therefore, for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry.
Thank you for
heaven, thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership
of the leadership of Glow Music membership.
Lord Jesus, we watch over us and no one else can. Thank you for keeping our teaching priest in one piece, constantly using him to be a blessing to us. And yet, the bush of Taya Baliandi, Rangada Baliandi, Labasha Sigidi.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Therefore, please let us ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we trespass against God's will. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that we will not miss out on this encounter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So what day, as I say, what day, oh, him be a rante, say, oh, so. Yeah. di. Yes, I will say di wo in yo. Di wo in. Maya wo utum yo. Di wo in ni. Oh, era die. Di wo in ni. Era di wo in ni. If the Lord is to continue to reign in our lives and our ministries, then his word which says in Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet unseen, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. And so if he should rule, where the word of a king is, there's power. We are praying and asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Good Music Ministry, in line with the end time kingdom agenda, should be established as he continues to rule. Please open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Lord, let your will, which you declared before time begun, which you have written, you have noted, and it's been recorded in the scriptures, and we've seen, Lord Jesus, we align to your word. We align that your counsel should stand and do all your pleasure concerning Global Music Ministry and concerning our lives as individuals, myself and every single person in the ministry. Let your purpose and your counsel stand, Lord Jesus, in line with your end time kingdom agenda. In the name of Jesus, Makaya Bada Bashada Bayani, Rabada Bashatayanda Bayani, Make me Yanda Bashataya Baliani, Make me Yabalianda. In the name of Jesus. Lord, will continue to reign concerning the work of our hands, because his word says in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. And so we are telling the Lord at this moment that he should ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Please open your mouth. He has said it. He will do it. We are asking him to make good his word concerning our lives. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. For it will come back to serve the kingdom. It will come back to serve society. It will come back to serve our families and ourselves. Lord Jesus, we ask that ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Rabba Kaliana Mashata Yabadadaba.
Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully in the name of Jesus.
We know no other God but you. And so, Lord Jesus, do and take your own glory. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Wherever we are, there needs to be increase. Lord, let there be increase in the name of Jesus. If you have to move us by your favor, by your grace and your mercy, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Concerning divine health, we're asking the Lord to be king over our health as well. For his word says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, beloved, thy wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2:24, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. And we are saying to every sickness, go, you do not remain here, for my God has spoken. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart. Divine health coming from the mouth of the Lord must speak over every challenge, every mental and emotional challenge, every physical health challenge, every irregularity in our blood system, in our body, in our body system, in our mental system. Right now, make way for the King of Glory shall come in and do what he will do with us in the name of Jesus. We enforce God's provision of divine health of our lives and our family, as well as leadership and the membership of the ministry. You finished it on the cross. Therefore, every growth in our bodies cannot stay. Every challenge in our organs cannot remain. You are destroyed now. Every planting of the enemy is not of God,
as well as leadership now in and the entire ministry in the name of Jesus.
Give the Lord thanks once and prayer. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, Lord and Majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name. Look at everything that we've prayed about. And look at the testimony as we worship the name of the Lord. He alone deserves all our worship this afternoon. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We are here to pray. Today is Anointed Tuesday, a special day for ministers, and specifically music ministers. Today is your day. We are here to pray together, and as our custom is, we are going to go through God's word to direct our prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please say after me, I'm God's building.
I'm God's building.
That's our theme for the season. I'm God's building, and it's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. As we learned Habakkuk 2:2 from the previous season, which I believe we've all memorized by now, today we are going to go through 1 Corinthians 3, 9. We are adding that to our library of memorized scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please, you say it after me. For we are laborers together with God.
For we are laborers together with God.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Ye are God's building.
Ye are God's building.
So just like we learned in Habakkuk 2:2, this one too is split into three parts. The first part is, for we are laborers with God. And then the second part is, ye are God's husbandry. And the third part is, ye are God's building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's take the first part together. For we are laborers together with God. Second part, ye are God's husbandry. And the third part, ye are God's building. I believe that this strategy will help us memorize it quickly. Amen.
Amen.
It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Now, the series under which we are studying this is Build with God. And today, specifically, we are looking at the topic, Principles of Fasting for Music Ministers. And we are dwelling on music ministers. Very, very, very important. In Isaiah chapter 58, the scripture talks about fasting, but today we are going to take just the first four verses. And from verse 1, it says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the very first verse, you see the urgency with which this message is being given out. It says, cry aloud. Cry aloud. Make it loud for them to hear. Spare not. Don't spare anyone from hearing this message. Lift up your voice like what? A trumpet. It means declare it strongly, boldly, loudly. And show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. And what's this transgression and sins that is going to be spoken about? And so it goes to explain in verse 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Now, before we go further, this is describing the people. It said, these people, they seek me daily. Like every day, we do our quiet time, we pray, we seek the Lord in prayer. And they delight to know my ways. We love the word of God, trying to find out what scripture says about this, as we learned yesterday. And then, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God, comparing us to a nation which actually does righteousness and forsakes not the ordinance of God, he said, they ask me of the ordinances of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God. So we are always praying, seeking justice. God, you have said in your word, do this. According to your word, do this. He said, we do all that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the issue starts from verse 3. It says, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. So the picture continues. The story continues that after all these things that we do, daily seeking the Lord, daily praying, it says that we complain that we have fasted and yet we are not seeing certain results. And then God is coming in, bringing us the explanation for which we pray, we fast, and certain results have delayed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our results will be on time in the name of Jesus according to God's will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the explanation here is to make us understand that in this case, it was not that certain things had delayed according to the time of God. because in his time he maketh what all things beautiful. But some beautifications delay because of a wrong attitude towards fasting and prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And like I'm saying, today, music ministers, is your day. Amen.
Amen.
Our beautification must no longer delay because of a wrong attitude towards fasting and prayer.
Amen.
And that is what we are going to discover in God's word. From the verse 3, it says, wherefore have ye fasted, say they, and seeth not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and takest no knowledge? And the explanation is, behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Many ministers have complained, and yesterday there was a question asked that sometimes you have prayed, you have done this, you have done that. Yes, there was an answer given that you ought to wait according to God's time. Whatever means he's going to use, he's going to move you into your assignment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
However, the right attitude towards fasting and prayer must be preserved. Please say after me, the right attitude towards fasting and prayer must be preserved.
The right attitude towards fasting and prayer must be preserved.
Say after me, I will fast the right way.
I will fast the right way.
To get the right results.
To get the right results.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure. Things that are pleasurable to the flesh. So I think that should just give us an idea. But sometimes, okay, so what are some of the things that we find pleasure or that is pleasing to the flesh? Sometimes we look too far. The mind goes too far. And then we start missing out on basic things. The things that we like to do, which we enjoy according to the flesh. It says in the time of fasting, you must let that go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fasting and prayer, and then you are busy reading magazines. Busy engaging in pleasurable things. But you know, pleasurable things that you love to do without thinking that when you don't do them in a day or in a week, you don't feel okay, like chatting. So if on a day of fast, the whole time is used in chat. You are engaging in pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me gist you. Hey, have you heard? Then it start. Before you realize, 3 hours is gone. Hey, is the time that much gone? Yes, you were chatting whilst you are fasting. So after me, I will engage in pleasurable things.
I want to engage in pleasurable things.
And exact all your labors. You work and work and work and work, and you are waiting for the food to be ready at 6 p.m. No attention, you see. And the intent, every time you read scripture, I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal the intent for you to see God's intent. It is not that you shouldn't work at all. But when you look critically at this scripture, it is talking about focus. When your focus has shifted completely from God or from the purpose of the fast, and it is on other things, and all you are waiting is for the time to be up. As a matter of fact, sometimes from time to time, you check. Hey, is it 3 p.m.? It's 2:59. 5:55. 5 minutes more. Already 4 o'clock, the food was on the pot cooking. Like, seriously. You know, I remember in secondary school, and you said we are fasting, but you take your breakfast, put it in the chobos, waiting for the time. Lunch, watch it, you add it to the rocks that you took in the morning, you add it. So part one, part two, lunch is there. Then supper. So it means when you are breaking breakfast, lunch, and supper. You are just recovering all. May the Lord have mercy on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It shall not continue. Amen.
Amen.
Today, because of time, we can't even go to further. So We are going to pray, first of all, that the Lord should forgive us for the wrong attitude with which we approach fasting. May the Lord have mercy upon us. So our first prayer, please declare to me, Father, please forgive us.
Please forgive us
for wrong attitudes.
For wrong attitudes
towards fasting.
Towards fasting.
Being religious.
Being religious.
And yet casual.
And yet casual.
During moments of fasting.
During moments of fasting.
Please, I hope you understand the difference. You can be religious. It's like you are just doing it. Just doing it. And I'm saying today it's a special day for music ministers because we are some of the most religious people. Because Sunday you have to be on stage singing. Thursday you have to go for rehearsal. Saturday you have to go for rehearsal. So when you look at the lifestyle of the serious music servant, we are some of the most religious people. But things can become routine, autoplay, and that we forget to actually pay attention to what we are doing. Hallelujah. And from today, there must be a difference. So as we've declared in this prayer, lift up your voice and in your own words, begin to pray that, Lord, have mercy upon us as individuals and as a ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. We pray for mercy as individuals and as a ministry. Lord, having a wrong attitude towards fasting, please, we pray and we ask for forgiveness. Forgive me, O Lord, for every time that I've fasted and I've just done it religiously and yet casually, not paying attention, not giving that importance to it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we ask for mercy in Jesus' name. Now we also praying and we are asking God for forgiveness for not giving maximum attention to Him in our times of fasting. Not giving maximum attention. During fasting, it must be your priority to pay attention to your spirit. Because as we've learned from the previous season, when we fast, we are subduing the flesh and we are humbling the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. And for the spirit man to be alive. So any time that we have not given maximum attention, or we've not provided maximum attention in the time of fasting, we are asking for mercy. Please declare to me, Father, forgive us as a ministry.
Forgive us as a ministry.
And as individuals.
And as individuals.
For not giving maximum attention.
For not giving maximum attention.
To you.
To you.
In our times of fasting.
In our times of fasting.
Please provide us grace.
Please provide us grace.
To fast right.
To fast right.
By paying attention.
By paying attention.
To your Holy Spirit.
To your Holy Spirit.
During moments of fasting.
During moments of fasting.
So you're going to pray that any time my attention has been all on work and not on the Holy Spirit, Lord, forgive me. And any time that I've focused on pleasurable things instead of focusing on the Holy Spirit, please forgive me, Lord. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Lord, forgive me. Forgive us as a ministry. Forgive us as individuals for not giving maximum attention to you in our times of fasting. Please provide us the grace for fasting right. Help us to pay attention to the Holy Spirit during moments of fasting and prayer. Lord, forgive me times I focused on work, I focused on other things. Lord, help me, Lord.
The grace to fast right. In Jesus' name. Amen. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Hell is not meant for the children of God or for man. Hell is meant for Satan and his angels. If Jesus tarries after death, you must have access to eternal life. It comes through our faith and belief in declaration of the Lord Jesus as our Lord. So today, you have this opportunity. I'm inviting you to open up your heart and let Jesus be the Lord of your life. The Son of God who died for us all. But by our faith in Him, we must declare Him as Lord of our lives. So if you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, please today, just say these few words in prayer after me. Say that, Lord Jesus, I stand before you today, a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Today I yield my life completely to you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my King forever and ever. And grant me your Holy Spirit to live a life so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. And singing this song and telling the Lord that we recognize that it will take the Holy Spirit to not be religious about fasting and prayer and to keep our focus on Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have no power of our own. We have no
Contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
We'll meet on Thursday at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.